is a recording of the September 13th Operations Committee meeting at the Chugach Boardroom to convene at 4 p.m.
To order. I'm going to start with roll call. Committee members, who's here? So Harry Crawford's here. Director Hollis is here. I don't see Bettina Chastain or Director Susan Reeves. I'm here, of course. And then other directors, Director Henderson is here. So the first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, the agenda, there's a motion to approve and second the agenda. Any discussion? No discussion, so we'll have a vote. All in favor for the agenda as written, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. The second item is approval of the minutes from the July 23rd meeting. Has everyone had a chance to glance over them? They're fairly short. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the July 23rd meeting?
I'll move.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes has been seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Hearing no discussion. All in favor of the minutes of the July 23rd meeting as written, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion passes. Don't believe there's any persons to be heard at this meeting. We have no new business at the meeting, so the next item is executive session, and look for a motion to go into executive session.
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1) and 3, the board Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to, one, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
And is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of going into executive session, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we're in executive session. Executive session. All right. So next item is director comments. We're going to go clockwise.
I see a lot to be concerned over here, so I'm I feel for you, but I think that you've got it in hand as much as you can. Godspeed.
All right. Director Henderson.
I am off parody what Harry said, and I've said it. This is a huge undertaking, and the only thing you do is keep at it, and I think some of the best people are here. Certainly, everybody has spent huge amounts of time, and it shows. But it doesn't mean that we can't run into some real hurdles, and I hope we can find a way to clear them. I don't know what to say then.
Thank you for all the work. It is clear that this continues to be a tremendous amount, a big, heavy lift. And you continue to return to us some really high quality work. We continue to feel better and better about Chugach and about how we're positioning ourselves. So I thank you for that. I do have a question for the board and for my fellow directors, which is, you know, when all of this got underway and we put in place all of these ways that we check in about what's going on, we put a lot in that timeline. And we have been very good, I think, about questioning the organization and the work and the process and the structure and the decisions that you're making. And we've done a little less dialogue about our role and how we are helping or not the process and the workload. I heard, I think, a little bit of pushback tonight about some of the processes that we've put into place and how fast they are happening and how on top of each other they may feel between the retreat and the ops committee and the biweekly updates and the board meetings. Some of that, I think, is just going to be the nature of being part of a co-op and having a board that's elected from the members who feels that heavy sense of obligation to represent the members. I continue to believe, as I look at this stuff, that the people who are carrying the concerns about the members really are the board, and that the organization is focused on the workforces and the what the sheet looks like and what the deal is. And so I feel comfortable in our desire to really participate and engage. But I'd like us to ask ourselves, at what point are we in the way? Because I feel the longer we go through these, I feel more and more comfortable about our team and where my concern and where I want to see the due diligence comes in our conversations around MLNP and our conversations around their timeline and the interaction of our stakeholders. And are we helping our staff by making them come here and talk to us as opposed to being out there and doing that work? And, you know, I don't know the answer. I'm just raising it as a question. I feel like we're close to that point where we should take another look or have another conversation amongst ourselves about how we do our lift and how we help the process.
Director Hollis?
Excellent point. I would agree with you there. I would like to thank all of you because I think management, your staffs, Lee, I'm very impressed with the amount of work you're doing and what you're bringing to us. You know, yeah, we have risk. We see the risk. You're bringing those to us. But we're also seeing that you, in each case, you have addressed the risk and how we're going to approach to mitigate the risk. And I think that, as a board member, that's what I look for, is we need solutions to solving these risks. And there are risks. We all know there are risks. So I'm impressed with the process that I've seen to date. And I do agree with Rachel. We don't want to get in the way of getting the work done. I think it is important for us to be informed so that we are able, when it comes to that time, and we know the time frame is short and those decisions have to be made, that we feel comfortable that we can make an informed decision. And what I'm seeing that you're bringing to the board, to me, gives me some comfort that that work, even though we don't see all the details, that that work behind the scenes is being done. I don't see dramatic fear in all your eyes, so it gives me some comfort that we are on the right path. And yeah, we have heavy lifting. You guys have done tremendous lifting, and we have some heavy lifting and some major decisions to make here over the next few months. But I feel comfortable that we are getting there from what I've seen in the time I've been. And thank you to all, to you, Lee, who've led this charge, because I believe we'll get there.
Do you have any comments?
No, I just think, you know, I think we've got, you know, the best thing we can do is have a good relationship, an open and honest conversation. I think we've had that, and we will continue to have that. And if we can feel comfortable giving you not only the good news, but some of the, you know, the tougher decisions, I think that's important for us. And so we're all in this together. So I think we are, you know, it is a fine balance, but I think we found that. I'm not real concerned that we're being burdened too much. You know, we didn't do flashy PowerPoints tonight, just trying to get you the information that we can and to keep you informed. So I appreciate the board being a little bit patient so we all are in this together. So I appreciate the dialogue and I think the level of effort that we're all putting into this. So thank you.
Definitely. The next 6 weeks probably are going to be kind of extreme. I have, throughout the whole process, I have definitely thought, are we getting too far into, you know, and trying to figure out balance. And I am very appreciative of how this has been going. I am appreciative that there wasn't a flashy PowerPoint. I thought about that immediately when we started the meeting. So, you know, I think a lot of the sort of bi-weekly between the two board meetings is just a quick how things are going, you know, not spend 4 hours here in a room trying to go through, you know, unless it's needed, but so that the board is prepared for the board meeting and sort of has a better feel. And, you know, we do need to focus in our board meetings. But, so this has been going well. I really do thank the information that you guys are providing. You and your team are doing a great job, I believe, on bringing up the positives, the negatives, and letting us have some information. So thank you. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
On the committee.
Oh, that's great.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.